This is Ozarks at Large. Last week, the future of a proposed steel mill project in Arkansas was just one item legislators paid attention to in Little Rock. Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business Arkansas covers the past 7 days of Arkansas's business and politics in his regular Monday rundown.
Grant Tenniel, executive director of the Arkansas Economic Development Commission, says if Arkansas lawmakers don't move forward on the $1.1 billion Big River Steel Super Project, it will kill the deal. He also was asked if turning the project down would diminish the ability of Arkansas to recruit similar projects in the future. He said it would depend on whether or not we sent the message that we are intolerant of any risk at all. If that was the case, he said, quote, I don't think we'll get an opportunity to look at another project. Walmart store said it incurred $157 million in expenses during fiscal year 2013 relating to the ongoing investigations linked to alleged violations of the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act in several of its international markets. The retailer expects those costs will escalate as the investigation has expanded from Mexico, where it originated, and now includes probes in Brazil, India, and China. Walmart officials also announced plans to begin testing the use of self-service storage lockers in a limited number of stores this summer. With more than 4,000 U.S. locations, Walmart has a clear advantage for rapid order fulfillment if details are worked out and the entire store network is involved in the locker model. Many of those stores are also open 24 hours a day, which provides more convenience for shoppers. New numbers released from the Department of Human Services indicate the private insurance option being considered by lawmakers could save the state $670 million over the next decade. On Wednesday, DHS released actuarial figures that show the private option would save that dollar amount. House Speaker Davey Carter received approval for his capital gains tax cut bill, HB 1966, which raises the exemption level on new and existing investments. The House Revenue and Tax Committee approved the measure on a voice vote on Tuesday afternoon. The bill moves the capital gains tax exemption from 30% to 70% on two sets of investments. The first level of investment involves new investments starting July 1, 2013. The bill also moves the exemption level to 70% on existing investments in excess of $5 million. The Department of Finance Administration estimated that the tax could cut state revenues by $3.1 million in year one, $10 million in year two, nearly $18 million in year three. Atlanta-based Phoenix Metals Company plans to invest $12 million in a new 65,000 square foot metal processing and service operation at Chaffee Crossing in Fort Smith that could employ up to 40 with an average wage of $15 per hour. The deal was finalized on Thursday. Phoenix Metals has 12 operations, including a processing site in Russellville. I'm Roby Brock, and that is your Talk Business Arkansas update.